WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Check out your Civic Media app as well. You can text us or give us a call there, and you can also listen to the station anywhere in the world.
It's 7:06. We have partly cloudy skies. We'll see some sunshine along the way. Highs in the upper 80s. Right now, 68 degrees. Mm. We welcome Terry Bell into the studio. Good morning,
Terry. Guys. How are you?
Good.
Well,
good.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. Well, what do you got for us this morning?
A big story today. We may see a break in gas prices coming up. The EPA is issuing an emergency fuel waiver that'll let gasoline stations in Wisconsin and three other Midwestern states sell winter blend fuel. As a lot of people know, in the summer, stations are required to sell a summer blend, which is a little easier on the environment. And they're going to let the stations sell the winter blend for the time being because of this situation in Joliet, Illinois, where the refinery was damaged by a tornado a few weeks ago. Now, they've fixed it, but it's still going to take a few weeks for
to
everything
to
get completely back up to speed. Yeah. So there'll be a fresh supply of gasoline coming into Wisconsin. Maybe that'll have an effect on prices getting a little bit lower. But gas prices spiked. The average is $3.45 a gallon at one point, according to AAA.
Is that why it spiked here in the state?
Yeah. In all likelihood.
Is it a regional thing then? Because we're affected by the refinery.
So
in,
big
in
refineries
Illinois.
Serve like a chunk of so many states. Yeah. So Wisconsin gets their service by Joliet.
Yeah.
And that's the situation.
Is there any estimate about how much that'll help the prices? How much that'll
not,
decrease?
Not
them?
According to my reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I seem to recall we were down at 3.19 for a while. I was boasting to my Chicago friends, "I'm only paying 3.19," and now it is 3.45.
Yeah. Yeah. You do it in that voice too.
Yeah.
Man, your friends must be annoyed.
Wow. Well, okay. Maybe they'll answer their phone more often if you just change the voice.
Okay. What else, Terry? So that's all. That's all we know.
That's what we know. That's what you need to know. Well,
yeah,
on Friday.
Absolutely.
You know, I've heard that before.
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. Well, by the way, what kind of coffee are you drinking here?
This I don't Starbucks. Know. It's a cold brew.
Yeah,
for maximum like the cold caffeination.
Brew. Okay.
And
is there cream in
it's
that?
Payday, so it's my payday treat. Oh, no.
I picked one of those at for the RNC for Terry every day.
Catherine knows
he got him
my
going.
Usual
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Terry, thank you
I
so much.
I always thought the cold brew is a little bitter, but does the cream smooth that out a little bit?
Exactly. That's what it's there.
Cool. Oh, cool.
Yep. Have a good weekend. You got weekend plans?
Gonna visit family.
All right.
It's gonna be great.
Good deal. All right, that's Terry Bell, news director from Civic Media. Appreciate it, Terry.
About coffee too, John,
9 minutes past the hour here.
You got bitter.
No, we got
cold
a
brew.
You got a great story there.
Oh,
yeah. I actually do have a good story. I'm going to start it off in a different way. Mega Rob Lasowski posts often, but this is one of his most recent posts. He says, Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders wants to ban your private health care insurance in favor of a government-run plan. Oh, no, not that. Like every other industrialized country in the world that has a national health care plan.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to keep my insurance plan? Are you kidding me? Mm. Look at the premiums. And boy, those premiums keep going up and up and up. So, a government plan would be a breath of fresh air and save us all a hell of a lot of money. But anyway, he's complaining. He's making it seem like, boy, that Kamala and that Bernie Sanders, boy, they want us to have a government-run plan. Oh, my goodness sakes. You know, where everybody saves money and employers don't have to provide it. No. Yeah, right. Okay, let's contrast that, though, with, you know, the universal health care plan in America with this interview with Kamala by activist Adi Barkin. Now, Adi Barkin.
This is really something.
This was a tearjerker for me. I watched the video on this, and if you have a chance, Adi is A-D-Y Barkin, and just look it up. An amazing thing. He has been fighting for Medicare for All and is co-executive director of Be a Hero. Audie Barkin was paralyzed by ALS. From his wheelchair, using a computer-generated voice, Audie asked Kamala about losing her mother to cancer. And let's listen to that.
I would like to begin our discussion of healthcare today on a personal note. You've written that the day your mother was diagnosed with cancer was one of the worst days of your life. Tell me about that, and what her battle taught you about the healthcare system in this country.
It was awful, you know, for anyone, and so many of us have had the experience of that first time hearing that there is an illness that will lead to death. My mother, she said to my sister and me, I want to meet you guys for lunch. And she showed up at the restaurant wearing makeup. My mother never wore makeup. And her hair was blow-dried. She was dressed up. And I looked at my sister. I said, what is going on? And my mother walked to the table. And she took our hands, and she said she'd been diagnosed with colon cancer. That was one of the worst days of my life. Truly. Give me a second. You know, Audie, I knew this was going to happen. I was like, I am not going to tear up. I promised myself I was not going to tear up. We have a healthcare system that is very difficult to navigate. I consider myself to be a fairly intelligent person, but I don't know medicine. And the thing that I feel so strongly about is that it is so difficult for the person who's going through that, much less their family and their caregiver, but that that family would also have to worry about how to pay the bills, and that they might be looking at bankruptcy while they're going through all this other stuff. It's just inhumane.
Wow.
Yeah.
After watching that.
Oof. Thanks, John. You stuck your last tissue.
Yeah. just an amazing reaction, and her explanation at the end just sold me. I mean, this is a side of Kamala a lot of people don't know about. Mm. And, you know, when she was initially, you know, chosen to be the presidential candidate at this point, I thought, well, she needs some work and presentation. Mm-hmm. I think she's worked through that. Mm-hmm. She has a good presentation now.
Done.
Well, I think it's important to point out that interview's from 2020,
yes.
And Audie has passed away since.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
Audie is no longer with us. He lost his battle to ALS.
Mm-hmm. And that was next part of my story. This was posted by Audie's wife, Rachel. She posted this on X. She says, I'm devastated to share the news that Audie had died from complications of ALS. That happened last year, I believe, in November 2023.
Mm-hmm. I believe
that's true.
It was relatively recently, within last year.
And she wrote, you probably knew Audie as a healthcare activist, but more importantly, he was a wonderful dad. He fought for 24/7 care. He needed to be at home and be with us till the end. So
It's a choice. It's a choice. What kind of country do you want to be in? Do you want to be in the kind of a country that takes care of its own, keep the right to life,
he
liberty?
He died at 39.
And 39. Yeah.
The thing is, he's doing this from a wheelchair.
Right.
Digital voice activation. The
video
thing here
is
that it is so moving.
It is.
It is so amazing.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it. And this guy was fighting to the end. From his wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
in an
others.
Interview with Kamala,
yeah. Yeah.
Just an amazing thing to see this kind of activism and this kind of dedication to help other people. Mm-hmm. And you know, if we had a universal healthcare system, everyone could be at home. It's not something they struggle to fight for, and which Audie had to do. He had to fight in order to stay home,
right.
And be with his family to the end.
Yeah.
And if we had a universal healthcare system, that would not have happened. We'd all be pretty happy, and healthcare would be much less expensive for all of us.
Well, and it's you know, it's really something, because it continues. You know, how do we change this whole system that we've got? I was at my doctor yesterday, just getting my annual physical. And we were talking about a procedure I have to have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained to me, you know, there's a doctor shortage here, everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just here, but everywhere. There's nurses, you know, that we're looking for. They can't hire enough. and they're closing down, you know, medical facilities out in the rural areas. The system is breaking down. It's broken.
It's broken down.
It's broken down. We've got to do something.
One of the final nails.
Well, that's it. So things are going to change. They have to change.
They do. And, they do have to change.
You know,
millennials, get on it. Come on.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Well, Gen Zers.
Yeah, you know, actually more.
They go to put college Biden in there.
Yeah.
The college students, the 20-somethings, they voted. Mm-hmm. Now, if they can get out this time around, regardless of who is picked for the VP position, just get out there and vote. You know, use your voice and change and get this system changed. We need a universal healthcare system in this country. If that happens, boy,
it would be less expensive
for everything and everyone, and you know, businesses would save a whole heck of a lot of money. It wouldn't even be a bargaining tool anymore. It would just, you know, be part of the plan. Everybody has, you know, coverage.
Yeah, and you average it out like good insurance does across the state.
It spreads it out, and the premiums go down. You know, and the government could, you know, negotiate prices for all the services, and then of course. The one thing I did find out when I researched all of the universal healthcare systems in the world, one of the things that kept coming up was that governments would pay for a doctor's training, his education, and nurses' training.
Right.
So the government would pick that up because it's a public benefit.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have these gigantic bills once they got out of school to be a physician. And because of those gigantic tuition bills, they have to have high prices to charge their customers or clients, their patients. So if we can get rid of that part of it, they wouldn't have to have these high prices anymore.
We should all watch that movie again. What was that movie again about the healthcare systems in other countries? It's one of those. The guy that does all the whistleblower movies.
Yeah, that's right.
He called
Ken Burns?
No, not Ken Burns. Okay. More modern. Oh, my gosh. Why did I start speaking?
Michael Moore.
Thank you. Young guy in the room gets it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Luke. It is 19 minutes past the hour. Coming up in just a little while, Rocker will join us with a preview of Max Inc. for the weekend. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment.
Time again for Media World this morning. And Catherine found a very interesting story, and I thought...
You heard about it, right?
Yeah. This is great. This is good stuff.
Meta has reached a $1.4 billion settlement.
Yes.
With just Texas. Yeah. Just Texas, $1.4 billion from Meta. That's Facebook, of course, the parent company, and Instagram. A settlement over allegations that it had illegally collected facial recognition information on millions of users.
Yeah.
Just Texas.
No
they didn't
kidding.
Just do it in Texas, did they?
No.
They did it everywhere.
Yeah, but they probably initiated the lawsuit.
That is the largest privacy settlement by a U.S. How could they get past $1.4 billion? Are they going to appeal it? How does Meta have $1.4 billion to give to just one of 50 states?
That's what they make in one day or 1 hour.
Come on.
Come on.
Is that the kind of numbers?
They got billions and billions.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That is an astounding number. I can't even.
Yeah.
Can I also tell you...
But it is a big number.
The concept...
But not for them.
Right. So facial recognition, big deal. Been around for a while.
Right.
When it was first started to be on the internet that you could find somebody that looks like you, you could upload a picture, I found a website, and it was probably in China. Mm-hmm. I found, because I was working for my husband at the time, promoting him, and he would do these events, and we'd get pictures of participants and put them on the screen saying, doesn't he look like Kermit the Frog? Ha, ha, ha. Mm-hmm. So I'm uploading photos of strangers deliberately to this thing and getting the list of people it looks they look like. Mm-hmm. And a lot often it was Asian actors. You know, this guy looks, well, not really. Actually, I need a kind of an American Caucasian face to look like this guy. Fascinating. But after a while, I thought, I shouldn't be doing this, probably. Mm, it occurred to me, like, a year later, this is not a good idea to be uploading other people's faces. And now Meta's doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely taking our photos and what? Putting them in a database?
Yeah, probably.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, so if you do any kind of, you know, broadcasting, any kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? Wait, you're looking at Luke.
Well, now
no, we're gonna. There's a technical thing going on.
Oh.
They're using our faces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's just amazing. I was thinking about. I lost my train of thought.
It's funny because I went to the website where we can, you know, get this stuff, this civic wear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And I was looking at some of the gadgets and gizmos that they have there. They have webcam covers. Personalized webcam covers.
Webcam covers.
John and Gordy webcam cover.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you can put it on your laptop and cover up the
camera.
The camera, so, you know,
so people can't see you.
No one could eavesdrop. Yeah, I guess I don't know how they do that. But
I wonder how much they are really looking now. I mean, it's going to evolve and change and grow. How much is my phone? Is this videoing you right now?
Just probably.
Even though it's off and black.
I don't know.
Well, they like to say that's happening. I just don't. I don't.
You
I
have
don't,
no fear.
I don't agree with that.
You have no fear. You gave your son's phones, the internet, and you're like, go, learn.
What's the movie that came out a few years ago, Social Media?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's all happening. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's fantasy land anymore. That's real.
What were some of the things?
Well, no,
those
are people
algorithm
early
is
on.
Collecting everything.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, yeah, it collects your image, the videos you make.
Anything you do.
TikTok, everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I understand that. I get it.
You don't care.
Well, there's nothing you can do now.
Nothing you can do.
Right. You know, once they got your picture, that's
genie's
it.
Genie's out of the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you can go silent, of course, but you still have your picture out there, and they still can look you up.
And TikTok doesn't bother you, right?
No, doesn't bother me at all.
China's getting all your data?
I don't
Whatever.
Care.
You don't
know,
care.
I buy stuff, you know, I buy stuff from China, apparently, indirectly through other retailers. Fine. I don't care. You know, they can see my shopping all they want. Stuff I want to ignore, you know.
I
want to ignore my shopping bill. All right. So anyway, this is media world. So let's talk about another thing. You guys are watching, I'm sure you're watching Prime's The Boys, right? Everybody's watching Prime now.
Prime has
the
a
boys,
show called
The Boys.
No, what's this?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
It's a superhero series that they have on there. The Boys' fourth season now. Four seasons of this. May end pretty nightmarishly. It always does. It's very bloody. It's gory as hell.
Goodness.
People get split in half. Their heads get blown up all the time. Yeah, if somebody has a superpower where they can just blow your head up.
Blow you up. Well,
what?
Or your body. Whatever. Part they want to blow up. It doesn't matter. You die anyway that way. Vought Rising. Vought is a pharmaceutical company. And they came up with a drug that they gave to children.
This is a fantasy.
Just born children.
This is a
to give them superpowers. And the parents allowed that to happen to a lot of the children that they had, you know, throughout the country. And so what happened was these superheroes now are getting a little heady. They're getting a little confident and now a little pushy.
Okay.
And Vought is this company that manufactures the drug, and now there's no way to stop the superheroes, and that's the whole basis of the show.
Okay.
Anyway, there's going to be a prequel in regards to this show in the 50s, chronicling the lives of Soldier Boy, and that's Jason Ackles. He was in Supernatural, Okay. Did you ever watch Supernatural?
No.
No.
All right.
That's why you're in charge of Media World. You
and,
are on
and
it.
And Stormfront is Ayakash, two of the most powerful superhumans ever, and it's the prequel to The Boys on Prime. And, of course, it'll be, it says here, it'll be a soaked in blood, twisted murder mystery.
Oh, wonderful.
And it will delve into how Vought became a nefarious mega corporation producing that drug to produce superheroes. And then the thing is, that when they have babies, they...
They get the powers. Okay, so superhero babies.
Yes. Without
you know,
drug.
You've always been into these superhero things.
I am.
Ever since, 30 years ago.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
You like to draw.
In junior high, which was 6th to 9th grade back then, in 8th and 9th grade, I was drawing comic books, superhero comic books.
There you go.
And I had a friend who was writing the stories, and we were going to have our own company, you know. And I was getting pretty good at it, but I couldn't draw backgrounds.
Okay.
Buildings and cars, and I thought I'm not going to be good at this, and I stopped doing it. But now I picked up a comic book just recently, and the guy draws all these figures and action figures and people in them, but no backgrounds. So I'm thinking, damn, I was onto that in the '60s, you know.
But you did the next best thing, John. You started investing in comic books, and you bought thousands of them.
And I didn't know I was investing. I just bought them. I loved the artwork in comic books. Steve Ditko, Jack Kirby.
And then you sold off a lot of them recently and made a fortune.
I am making a fortune now. I'm selling them.
There you go.
It all has a happy ending. Yeah, okay.
So, it's good stuff, man.
7:29 coming up right around the corner. Rocker is getting ready to give us the Max Inc. preview for the weekend on the John and Gordy Show right here on WMDX.
WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting from State Street, block away from the Capitol, the John and Gordy Family Show. Somebody texted and said, John is missing the point of The Boys. It's a MAGA allegory. It is, actually.
Is it?
That is the other plot line.
Okay, 7:35, time to welcome Rocker into the studio on this Friday. Good to see you, Rocker.
What's happening, John and Gordy?
You are, man.
Yes.
You are.
You're happening.
Wow.
Yeah. Just want to say what a wonderful time it was last weekend at Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
It was just tremendous. And, it was my first time there, and it was unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
It was great.
Did you get to stay for VO5?
No, I didn't.
I saw the crowd picture for that.
Wow. Yeah. I think it was our biggest crowd ever. Mm-hmm. I think that was the biggest Atwood Fest ever. I mean, absolutely amazing. All the bands performed spectacularly. Everything ran super smooth, and we had great weather despite the calls for rain.
Threats for rain.
You know what? It actually rained. It finally rained. In the last 10 minutes of the last band.
Oh.
And it was like everybody was getting cleansed, right?
Yeah.
And it was super hot, so it was actually kind of welcoming. But it was a little, tough on cleanup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, wow.
But, what can you do?
That's right. Let's fast forward here to Max Inc. weekend for this weekend.
Well, Max Inc. Radio this weekend. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's 6 to 9 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday night. And actually, it's 6 to midnight, but 6 to 9, we're spinning local music, local artists, personalities, and interviews. And then 9 p.m., it's Live in the Lair. This week, we have Chad Anderson. He's just a local singer-songwriter. He's stepping up to come in and play some songs and tell us about what he does. And then Indie 45 and Max Inc. After Hours to finish off the night up till midnight. But let's get to what's happening around Madison. There's lots of stuff happening this weekend and coming up. All the festivals are, they're jamming, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to be telling you about all the festivals for the next couple weeks while they start coming on. Tonight, though, let's start with some stuff that's happening around town. Tonight, Friday, August 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Red Rooster over on Seaforth Road off Stoughton Road, a classic three-band bill with Mother Material, also Rans, and After August. After August, they're a five-piece rock band from Madison featuring all kinds of, they call themselves New Classic Rock.
Oh, that's okay. Interesting.
New Classic
yeah,
Rock.
I'd like to hear that.
Right? So let's check out a little bit of After August. This is How Much Rain. This is from their new album just released in March, First Sign of Trouble.
That's a catchy song.
How
what
much
they need is a screaming guitar. That's what they need.
There's probably a solo. Of course, we can only pick out like a 1 minute segment out of everything.
Yeah.
And give you just a little taste of this music. But I was wondering, it's so apropos, right? How much can it rain?
Yeah,
I'm wondering that myself.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if I can take any more mosquitoes in my backyard.
What the heck, right?
So that's First Sign of Trouble, right?
First Sign of Trouble. Yeah, that is After August, and they'll playing at the Red Rooster Friday, August 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, guys, also tonight, Food Truck Fridays at Garver Feed Mill at 5 o'clock. I wanted to remind you that because that's like happens every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get on to also something tonight is Frank Martin Bush and the Names. We've talked about the Edgewater Hotel and their Brewgrass Fridays. And so tonight, where Heartland Twang meets Modern Grip, that's Frank Bush and the Names tonight at the Edgewater. And Sunday, August 4th, that's at 3 p.m. at the Red Rooster, Ted Hefko. He is a Madison East graduate, and he lives and performs in New Orleans. So he's up here right now, and he's going to be playing at the Red Rooster. And I brought a little song. This is called Problems on My Knee. This is Ted Hefko and the Thousandaires.
Promise you I'll always be there. Baby, lay your problems on my knee. On my and I'll stay a little longer. Will you drift into your dreams? I'm gonna love you just a little bit stronger. You can always count on me.
Good stuff there. Ted Hefko.
Ted Hefko, yep. Madison East graduate. And he comes up here, you know, every now and then, but usually every summer around this time.
Yeah.
And he always gets a bunch of shows. And I thought it'd be neat, you know, he'll go see him because he'll be headed back to New Orleans.
Well, that's a really nice song.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of Thousandaires.
Gosh, there's a lot of those now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes us all kind of wealthy, doesn't it?
Sure.
Oh, man. Also, tomorrow night, Saturday, August 3rd, 10 to 4 p.m., it is National Mustard Day. I don't know if you've ever been to the National Mustard Museum over there on Hubbard Avenue in Middleton.
Yeah, what a great place.
Oh, man, but they have mustard tasting stations.
Yes.
And if you wonder what a mustard tasting station is like, there's a lot of like little skinny pretzels, right? So you're dipping these skinny pretzels in all kinds of, you can't double dip, okay?
No.
But there's so many different mustards.
It's right down the street from where I live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Walking distance.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Walking distance. And they have tables all over the place with certain foods. I mean, you have hot dogs and pretzels.
Thousands of mustards.
And you get to try different kinds of mustard. Yeah. It's fantastic.
The hot ones. I love those. Yeah. I was actually a judge 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to try every one. Wow. I mean, it was baffling how many really there are.
Yeah.
You know? And this is
different flavors.
This is Mustard Central. We are the National Mustard Museum. So you got to check that out. Live music, contests, games, food, refreshments. It's free admission. So check mustardmuseum.org for more information.
And then stop by the house.
Good stuff. Yeah, go over to John's house. Yeah, what's your address again?
Well, I can. Let me see. Yeah.
Bring the mustard that you purchase. And John, you're having brats, right?
Yeah, they're right. Yeah, buy some good mustard deal for me, and then you can come up to the house.
That's the admittance for you, yep, to John's
why
party.
Why not?
He'll make everybody happy that day.
Yeah.
Let's talk festivals. There is always lots of festivals happening in Madison in the summer, and the Sugar Maple Festival, that's coming up this weekend, August 2nd. Actually, it starts tonight,
today,
right?
Yeah.
August 2nd and 3rd at Lake Farm County Park, rain or shine. That's over between Lake Wingra and Lake Monona there. SugarMapleFest.org, that's where you can get all the information. They have three stages, a main stage, a roots and reasons stage, and jam tents. Mm-hmm. So some of the highlights, Corn Potato String Band, the Western Flyers, Sunny War. Go check out all the schedule, but I did bring one song. This is Emily Nenny. This is Get to Know You. This is her newest single from her latest album, Drive and Cry.
That's good. Emily Nenny, like the voice a lot.
You know, it's a great little festival. Lake Farm Park is such a cool little park. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people camp there. There's, you know, tons of food. And, you know, it's a roots and bluegrass festival. So
right.
It's
a little bit of Americana, a little bit of country.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
I think the MC that we were, we were sharing the stage with Sugar Maple.
Bobby Batico.
Yeah, it's Bob. Yeah, he was telling us about the festival. And it really sounds like they got a great lineup there and a really great setting.
Yeah, it's going to be a steamy one this weekend, I think, for him. But I don't think any rain, so they'll have a good festival.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, starts tonight, Lake Farm County Park here in Madison. The Sessions at McPike Park. Have you heard of these?
No.
So the McPike Park Sessions, that's Bob Queen, and he used to do the Fête de Marquette and some of the other festival booking, but he decided to venture out on his own, and the Sessions at McPike Park is what he does. It's August 8th through 11th, and that's McPike Park, if you don't know. That's between East Wash and Willie Street there. It used to be called Central Park back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So on the 8th is the Miracle of Makumba. All these have like kind of a vibe, right? Mm-hmm. That's a Zimbabwe Afropop band. Kiki's Sixth Righteous Session, which is, you know, Kiki's House of Righteous Blues. She books that day. The Blue Moon Sessions, and that's going to end with Bernard Allison from Minneapolis. He's an awesome, legendary guitar player.
Yes.
And then the 11th is El Mundo Profundo Session and C.D. Waco from France and Chile. He's going to be playing that. So Bob Queen, he brings in a lot of unique bands, some international, some local. Find all the schedules at sessions@mcpike.org. And by the way, actually, we're going to listen to some Makumba right now. They're from Zimbabwe. And just an interesting band.
All right.
Yeah, Zimbabwe. Pretty crazy. I was kind of watching some of their stuff, and they mix, you know, traditional rock and roll instruments with African instruments as well. Mm. The drummer was using all kinds of crazy stuff with a snare. So
Yeah,
it was really are crazy instruments and a snare.
Right. So. Why not?
So they're really cool. And by the way, Wednesday, August 7th, because these guys come from Zimbabwe, right? Mm-hmm. They are you know, trying to raise a little money for their tickets back and forth.
Sure.
So they're having a special show with VO5 at the Crystal Corner on Willie Street on Wednesday, August 7th at 7:30. So you can really get up and close and personal at the Crystal. And that sounds like that'll be a lot of fun.
Next Wednesday, huh? Wednesday, August 7th.
All right.
Sessions at Mike Pike Park.
Good deal. All right. Got anything else for us, Rod?
Oh, you know it, man. Mm-hmm. Shanks Corners Block Party, August 16th through the 17th. That's coming up at the corner of Atwood and Winnebago on the east side. It's a DIY street fest. Friday, August 16th, Compact Deluxe, Sharon Barrels, Free Dirt, Pretend Friend, Houses in Motion, which is a Talking Heads tribute. And then Sunday, August 17th, Jazz Hams, Noah and Hannah, Lunar Ticks, Buffalo Galaxy, Family Business, Chicken Wire Empire, and another one. Another one is Grateful Dead trip. So this is a really fun festival down on Shanks Corners. And
Chicken Wire Empire.
You know,
great band
somewhere
name.
Somewhere along the way, you just have to create a list of all these band names because it would be just fun to just list them all, you know, for about a half hour.
Oh, that would be good. I can think of some maybe we couldn't even say.
Yes, that's true. True enough.
So Shanks Corners Block Party, we got time to play a song?
Yeah.
Oh, play it going in.
We're getting the note.
Thing, time out. Yeah, go ahead and play some.
We can't.
What do we got?
We don't have time.
We'll play it when we come back. Yeah.
All right, we're
coming back.
That's right.
We are coming back.
It is 7:49. Coming back with more from Rocker about the weekend preview for Max Inc. Radio.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's get on something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gab, gab, gab. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Back with Rocker now. What do you got for us?
Well, guys, I was going to play a little music because, you know, Shanks Corners Block Party, August 16th and 17th over on the east side. And I was talking about the Family Business. And they're a great roots rock band right here from Madison. And here's a song from 2020 that I brought in from them. This is the Family Business. It's called Stones.
That's good.
There's your screaming guitar, John.
It is. No, I love those.
Who was that again?
That was the Family Business.
Wow. Stones.
And they'll be at the Shanks Corners Block Party, and they'll be opening up for Chicken Wire Empire.
Excellent. Some dancing music there.
That's going to be
great stuff.
That's going to be Gordy's new band. Guys, if you're out there, Chicken Wire Empire, send us in some stuff. You know, Gordy wants to hear it.
Absolutely.
Nothing comes to mind when you talk empires is chicken wire.
Right, exactly.
Man.
Why not? Okay.
Oh, I got one more for you.
Yeah.
The 8th annual Eakin Park Festival is coming up August 17th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, that's over on 700 Meyer Avenue, just east of Oscar Meyer. So it's that little neighborhood there. Eakin Park, nice little festival, just started up a couple years ago. So they have Kid Jordan in the second line, Pink Halo, Nestor, our favorite Cat in the Hurricane,
yes,
and the Periodicals. And I did bring us, and you can check out the full schedule and everything that's happening, eakinpark.org, or find them on Facebook. This song is the Periodicals, I Can't Stop.
All right.
Thinking. For a long minute, looking in the mirror, back at the beginning, I remember the first time, and so many words lost in living.
Nice feeling in that song.
And that's a big band, too. I think they have, you know, 8 or 10 members. And, you know, part Chicago, part Madison. And really good band. Yep. Great singers. Great.
There's a good Midwestern sound, you know. And I just I was thinking, wouldn't it be great to hear songs like that on a regular basis on local radio, you know, where they start picking up on local bands and start pushing them just like they did in the old days?
Yeah, that's an intriguing idea.
What an idea.
That would
be
cool.
Yeah, going through the 45s.
If only there was a radio station that did that.
Radio stations, you know, put outside, you know, here, take some 45s.
Can you imagine if it was broadcast statewide that we could push local music all around the state of Wisconsin?
There is a program like that.
Even better. Yeah.
I knew you were going somewhere with that, John.
Right. Well, you know, this local music, it's so Wisconsin, and that's what's great about it. I know we've, you know, heard from outside Wisconsin, New Orleans bands, but really, truly, you know, some of these musicians are from Wisconsin, that you have that Wisconsin feel for the music, Midwestern feel for the music. And that's what I like about this music, and that's why we have you on the program. It's so Wisconsin, and that's what we're pushing here.
And I also like that you bring in local bands from other regions, too.
Yeah.
You know, you branch out and do that, too.
And so often those bands I bring in have somebody from Wisconsin in them, right?
Yes.
You know, they moved to Nashville or somewhere, you know, because that used to go to L.A., right? I'm going to make it. I'm going to go to L.A., but now it's Nashville. And literally, there is a little Madison in Nashville. There must be, you know, a block or two that houses all the Madison musicians that go there.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
So we have a connection.
So this weekend on the show, you've got the lineup there.
We do. You know, Chad Anderson, he'll be in. I think we got Aaron Weber coming in. We have Level Down and a couple of other interviews and great local music, brand new songs from local bands. And I mean, you know, local music, when you listen to Max Inc. Radio, you know, unless you're very versed in the Wisconsin music scene, you're always going to be hearing new music.
Yeah.
In fact, that's why sometimes I find bands and kind of bring them back in here just to even get repeats on them, because, you know, you got to hear, it's radio is about repetition, right? Hearing the song over and over. So you have to get used to these bands, because I believe that if you don't know who a band is, in general, people don't go see them.
Mm-hmm.
If they've heard them, if they have some inkling, you know, if they never heard them, you're like, I'm not going to go see that band.
Right.
So we strive to kind of give you that preview so that you might go and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go check out that band and support the local live music scene.
Well, and you go out there and check out a lot of these bands for yourself at all the different venues. But if there are bands out there in the local area or the region that want to get a hold of you or try to get on the show, how do they? What's the best way to reach you?
You know, you can go to maxincradio.com, or you can send an email to music@civicmedia.us, and we'll get your music. We'll check it out. We'll play it on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you good really got to push the kids out of the house every once in a while.
Look, he's talking.
Get them to see local music, which is what I'm trying to do. I'm telling them, once they see a group live,
yeah,
it's changes their life. Deal. It really, it all of a sudden, you know, it's their discovery.
Yeah. And these people are studying a craft, you know, an instrument. Yes. They're actually playing something. They have to master it. And they're playing it for you, you know? This isn't just AI music.
There's some, yeah.
Rocker, great to see you. Great to have you here. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Want to thank Luke Mathers for filling in for Sam. Sam will be back Monday morning.
Yeah,
also,
thank you,
Catherine
Luke.
Lake for joining us this week. And that's going to do it for John and Gordy. Stephanie Miller Show is coming up next right here on WMDX. Have a great weekend.